On this morning of Christmas Eve, I greet you with a blessing from St. Paul the Cross. May the tender child Jesus, born in a poor stable, enrich your soul with the fullness of every heavenly grace and benediction. I ask you in your meditation, what have you taken away during this formative journey through these days and nights of Advent? The question is, what do I realize, knowing that Advent is as much a time of being formed and prepared as it is a run-up to the birth of the Savior of the world? Is this perseverance through these 4 weeks in itself a lesson in faithfulness? Is faithfulness, that is, fullness in faith, that unnoticed guarantee of God accompanying us on our journey, no matter how difficult and mundane that journey may appear? St. Paul the Cross commented on the birth of Jesus, "What wonder to see a God wrapped in poor swaddling bands, a God who lies on straw between two animals." For many of us in the Passionist family, we are embarking on certain action steps that grew out of our deliberations at our June provincial chapter. Lessons abound here. When we read of King David being discouraged from building a house or a temple in which God might dwell, doesn't that strike us that God can come in every possible human situation? God is not confined to a massive temple. God can begin again, as each day is a fresh start. God can pitch that tent, and again, God can fold it up. God dwells with us, and God travels with us. Over and over again, God is reborn in us and in our plans and strategies. Perhaps the habits of Advent will grow into daily habits throughout the year as you continue to take the light that shines forth from the Word of life and beam it upon your reality and your circumstances. Knowing that the charism of St. Paul the Cross will inspire you and guide you to the least, the lost, and the listless with the renewed force and energy which flows from the foot of the cross of our suffering Savior. I conclude with sage advice from St. Paul the Cross. The resignation to God's will in the misfortunes of the world is an effective way to get graces, even temporal ones. So may those graces abound in you throughout the season of Christmas.